Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Tom Loveberry, who is a Jackson firefighter and is also on the executive board member with the Jackson Professional Firefighters Union. Good evening, Tom. How are you?
Good evening. Very good. How are you?
You're having a pretty good week in terms of the firefighters and a vote taken on May 3rd with a ballot proposal. There was a proposal on the ballot in Jackson to form a public safety department instead of keeping them separate, and the voters decided they liked to have separate departments.
Yep, it come out pretty astounding, 65% to 35%, so we consider it a big win for the citizens of Jackson.
And why? Well, let's go back and explain. You were very eloquent on my show the last time before the vote took place. Why do you want to keep them separate?
Well, it was not necessarily a fight of public safety department. That, like I said, that's a debate for a different time. It's more of the city manager and the council kept saying they're going to eliminate the fire department, and we thought that was a reckless idea to eliminate the experience and the stuff that we had down there at the firehouse. So we just stayed on that message. There was no plan. There was no idea how to run a public safety department, and they were going to eliminate the firefighters in itself. So we thought that was reckless. So that was the message we delivered, and the people heard us.
Okay, so now you move forward from here, and the same budget issues are still facing the city of Jackson.
Yep.
The voters have spoken. So now you move on to a different phase, don't you? You moved on to a different phase of discussion and negotiation.
Yep, we're going to aggressively talk with the city how to help them save money, to try to save some of these layoffs that are pending July 1st. That's going to be big for us. Also, just prior to the election, we moved and voted to, as unions, to join unions with a neighboring department, Summit Township, and both executive boards and union bodies agreed to do that. So we needed to get this vote out of the way to maybe move forward to that and the merger of those two fire departments to better serve both communities at a cheaper dollar.
Okay, now that I hadn't heard of before, so that's interesting. So the Summit Township is on board with the possibility of merging these departments?
Yep, the unions now have merged or voted to merge, so we're working on the bylaws and the language and how to do that with the help of the state. And it kind of goes in line with Governor Snyder's idea of shared services, and that's going to kind of help with revenue sharing and everything that's been taken away. So, and that's just a natural step to get the unions on board to tell the politicians, look, we can work together. Now it's your turn. You know, let's put us under one roof, so to speak. And the time is right. We don't have a fire chief. The people spoke loudly that they didn't want a combined police and fire department, and we can just move that way. Even though we might get laid off or short-staffed, if we join forces, maybe we can have a pretty good fire department.
So you're understanding the realities of the situation. There may still be some cuts. You're just ready to face it head on as an individual department.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna address it. We're going to start. Even though our contract expires July 1st, 2012, we're going to address it soon. We had to get this out of the way, and we feel the real work is going to be beginning now to get with the city, get some money savings, get some ideas how to take care of these budget issues, and move forward with our other plan, too, about Summit Township.
You said you didn't have a chief now. What's the reason for that?
He left the first of the year. He had a job offer down in Gulfport, Louisiana, I believe. So we have a deputy chief and assistant chief, and the police chief kind of oversees both departments right now. He's kind of like the administrative, budgetary kind of chief. So we have a deputy chief on a day-to-day operation.
Is that working out?
Oh, yeah. Yep, he's a good guy. I mean, he's been with the department the entire career, so and the assistant chief there, so it's not like it's somebody from the outside trying to learn a new system.
Do you have to have a chief?
There has to be somebody in charge of fire chief, by charter. But that's, like I said, it doesn't say what department's from. Mm-hmm. You know, we could, like I said, combine those departments. But, again, it is a huge one for the city because they spoke, you know.
And you're not standing there as a fire department or as with the union saying we're not going to give anything. You're saying now we're on the same page. Now we understand where we're starting from to move forward.
Absolutely, and we understood before this ballot proposal. See, we it's about the greater good. It's not necessarily just the Jackson Fire Department or the police department. It's about the greater good the fire department feels. And this was an impact across the state because our state union was watching the outcome down here. And it was a huge implication to the state. So, like I said, it's about the greater good. It's bigger than the Jackson Fire Department. And we know there's a budget problem, and we're ready all across the state, so we're ready to hit those head on.
Now, the possibility, it looks like you're about to get a new city manager.
Mm-hmm.
Will that help things?
Hopefully it will. We don't know a lot about him. We did a little bit of vetting to see his background and stuff and talking to the other fire departments he belonged to. So we're still kind of in the investigation stages of that, but hopefully he can see where people support the fire department and we're willing to work with them, so maybe it'll be an easier transition instead of the hard-nosed or outgoing city manager had towards the fire department.
Yeah, I know that was part of the problem as you folks saw it, that Mr. Renando was part of the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a personal vendetta against the fire department, not just Jackson, but a lot of different departments, and unsure why. And we understood the budget problem the whole way through. We never not understood that. And he just kind of always came after us by closing two fire stations and trying to get rid of us through the public safety model.
And, you know, and other folks are looking at public safety right here where I live in Meridian Township. It's on, in fact, for a meeting tonight. They're talking about a study to take a look at public safety.
Right.
And, in fact, Tom, I used some of the information I got to you when I talked to the city the township manager yesterday about cross-training and losing the expertise from both when you cross-train and have public safety.
Right. They were down here helping us Saturday, and we did talk extensively with them. And it was a big win for us so they can go back and say, see, people don't want this. Of all the thousands, 85,000 fire departments across the country, only 3% are public safety. So it's not this huge thing. It's not anything like it's been new. It just doesn't take off and it doesn't work as well. That's why people shy away from it, because it does lose your experience. It costs more money eventually. And it's just not a good system that we believe.
Well, and Jerry Richards is the township manager, and he said that they had tried it or talked about it in the 90s and found just that. It was more expensive and it wasn't workable. So
well, they had it in the 90s. Or they had it and mm-hmm. for a couple, 3 years and realized that, hey, this is costing us money, so they just split it while they could get, you know, do it soon enough without costing them too much money.
Well, and you mentioned revenue sharing earlier, and that becomes quite important with cuts in so many areas. The consolidation that you're talking about with Summit Township and that merger that looks quite possible, that could increase revenue sharing with the whole best practices that Governor Snyder talks about.
Absolutely, and that's as soon as he brought that up and we saw we're going to lose some of our revenue sharing and they're going to lose some of theirs, that is exactly how we move that way. And there's other ideas. I mean, the sheriff's department could be combined to run the city police department or run into the city. You know, there's a lot of different areas you could look at keeping like services, you know, police working with police and fire working with fire.
Well, it looks like, you said, I appreciate where you come from on this, that you say now that is the time for the work to begin and to get down to some serious negotiation and find out how you can, looks like you're looking to save the city money and
Absolutely.
Also save jobs and protect the people at the same time.
Absolutely. We had to get rid of the silliness and look about the greater good, like I said, yep.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your time and your expertise on the issue, and I'm sure we'll be talking in the future. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Very good. Have a great night.
Thank you. Tom Loveberry, who is a Jackson firefighter and executive board member with the Jackson Professional Firefighters Union. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.